looking forward to Sabbath this week. It's been a hard week. I don't think I got to bed before about 2 in the morning, except maybe one or two nights earlier in the week. And then yesterday, or Thursday, they told me they needed me for a meeting at work at 5:30 yesterday, but I told them I'd be gone then, so I just wrote up everything they needed to know and let them handle it. But recently, I had the opportunity to go up to Washington and for Thanksgiving, my sisters, and picked up my mother in Salt Lake, the airport, and flew on up there, and it's really beautiful up there. Got to see the Mount St. Helens, the steam coming out of it, in the front porch, and one of the days it was clear up there. And even coming back, it was the moon was out bright, and you could see the volcanoes, and I had let my mom have the window seat, and I thought I'd pointed them out correctly. Then as the plane turned, I saw what I saw wasn't Mount Hood. Mount Hood was really big right by us. Looked pretty neat. I was up there, my daughter sent me an email, had these Bible questions, and it was just something she came across on the internet. It's actually by somebody that was trying to discount the Bible, and he had about 50 questions, but questions were interesting because it was ones that probably here in the church, you know, we'd probably get most of them right, although their explanations of the right answers, they were turning things around to try to discount the Bible. But the first question, was, what was the last of the Ten Commandments? And a few other questions were, what's God's name? How should parents treat a stubborn and rebellious son? And what does the Bible say about witches? What Christmas tradition is expressly forbidden in the Bible? Of course, we'd all know that one. Well, on the first question on what was the last Ten Commandments, I answered, they gave a choice of do not steal, do not covet your neighbor's wife or property. Do not, or don't boil a young goat in the milk of its mother, or love your neighbor as yourself. Well, I put down, don't covet your neighbor's wife and property. Then I went through the rest of the questions and hit submit and popped up the first one and said I was wrong. The tenth commandment was actually, don't boil a young goat in its mother's milk. So I went on to read their explanation, and mentioned in Exodus 34, chapter 28, said, right before that, let's see. Yeah, in Exodus 34, verse 26, don't boil a young goat in its mother's milk. They actually gave a list of a summarized version of what they thought were the Ten Commandments there that were actually in the Bible was, thou shalt worship no other god. You shall not make thee any molten gods. The feast of unleavened bread you shall keep. 6 days shall you work, but the seventh day you shall rest. Thou shalt not observe the feast of weeks. 3 times in a year your male children shall appear before the Lord your God. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven. Neither shall you sacrifice of leavened Passover be left until the morning. Number 9, the first of the first fruits of thy land you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. And then 10, which I mentioned, was thou shalt not see the kid in its mother's milk. The reason they thought that was the real Ten Commandments was Exodus 34, verse 28. It says, and he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote upon these tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And this is the only place in the Bible where it mentions Ten Commandments, the phrase. But actually, what's right above is just a summarization of the previous chapters from 21 down to 33 of the covenant. And the actual real Ten Commandments are what we know in chapter 20, where the tenth is not to covet your neighbor's wife or property. But also, this kind of shows, they were using these points here just to look how foolish all this is, what God requested, and it just proves, in 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can they know them because they are not spiritually discerned, because the world doesn't have the Holy Spirit, and they, unaware of any of the symbolisms and living apart, from God's ways, they just don't have understanding. As Isaiah says, we're to learn, God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. This is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. And the next verse, verse 9, For the heavens are high above, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are the, my ways higher than yours. Thoughts? And so it goes on to show that God's ways are much higher than man's. And as far as the, go back on the, that one, what they thought was the 10th commandment, they thought was foolish about the not seething a kid in its mother's milk. Well, back, of course, they're on the website, you can go find about the answer of any Bible question. It's on the church's website, with the daily Bible reading program. Anything up to Esther, Book of Esther now, because that's where it is currently. Just every chapter, you can find out anything you want to know. And I did take apart there, you know, where this was summarizing. And what it was in, there's a, they said it's clear that there's a practice was a cultic one among the Canaanite neighbors of the Hebrews. Hence, the Israelites were to refrain from it lest they adopt some of the Canaanite cultic in. For instance, which is so the there wasn't this wasn't a health law in with cooking a goat and this milk. It was actually because the pagan nations around them were doing it as a celebration. It'd be kind of like God now tells us, you know, you would say don't put up a Christmas tree or something because they're all around them. They were doing that. But as we know, the Ten Commandments has always been in effect. Even Genesis 26:5, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge and my commandments, my statutes and my laws. And as it says in Isaiah 28:10, a precept must be upon precept and line upon line, here a little and there a little. And in Daniel chapter 12, verse 10, my name, or many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but we shall understand. It's been given to God's church and his people to understand. It's in Luke 8, verse 10. And Christ said, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others it's given in parables, that seeing they might not see and hearing they might not understand. So the world doesn't have, as we know, the opportunity to understand the truth like God has given us. And really need to value that and understand that and continue the study.